If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Burnt Cookbook Party, an original Pathfinder campaign set in a unique fantasy world where four heroes of varying skills, attractiveness, and stupidity race against time to prevent a war. I'm Jenna Stieber, and I play Astra Blep, a fey-addled half-elf oracle who is exactly who she says she is. And I'm joined by
Andrew Hansen, who's playing Johnny Brightchild, a hot and sunny Ifrit Resource Spa paladin, eager to help and flex.
Caitlin Stadahar, playing Patty Hertz, a ratfolk ranger dandy with a nose for gossip and cheese.
And I'm Paul Lukemeyer, playing Zelf, an elven battle chef carving a name for himself in the high-stakes world of magical cooking.
And we're, of course, led today and for the rest of all time by our illustrious GM and world builder, Justin Green. Justin, how are you? How you doing?
I'm excellent. I'm doing great. Spent a lot of today watching YouTube videos about grave robbing to prepare for today's session.
What is your main takeaway from such an endeavor?
It's mostly just lawyers talking about how actual grave robbing is really boring. It's not dramatic or exciting. Like you see on TV.
It's not like people get buried with treasure anymore. It's just dead bodies.
Well, I mean, you can sell them to doctors.
Wedding rings, gold fillings.
Yeah, that's fair.
Doesn't seem like a big enough payday for the effort. But you know, I've never done it, so maybe I shouldn't judge.
You guys meet back up in the evening to begin your descent into the catacombs. Zelf, you know that these are ancient tunnels beneath the city. They are used for religious practice. They're used for burial. They're open to the public during the day. People are allowed to go down if they have like a family plot, such as the Marth Mausoleum. There are tons of historical chefs whose bodies are here.
Cool.
What is on everyone's mind? What's the temperature of the group?
Ice cold.
Astra is not wild about catacombs, not wild about delving them, but she's a part of the team. But if she gets spooked, she will drop Obscuring Mist and bail.
Of course she will.
Johnny is actively bolstering the spirits of his comrades because they gain a +4 bonus on will saves against fear as long as they're close to him while he is immune to fear. So he's not afraid. He's like, yeah, going in the mausoleum, being around the honored dead, super cool. Yeah. And like, if there's any bad necro dudes about, you've got to handle them. Because like, that'll lead to bad spooky stuff down the line. And like, Mjolnir's got enough problems as it is, right? Yeah. High five.
Patty's feeling great about this. She high fives Johnny, chugs a tankard of fortifying brew, which gives her a +2 morale bonus on saving throws against fear.
Yeah.
And she's a little drunk and she's feeling good.
Great.
Zelf is remote. He's thinking over the details of Groton's demise and trying to connect all the dots on his mental pegboard.
Did anybody save? Oh, I've got a potion of detect undead. Okay.
Nice. I think I have one too if we need it in the future.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll take mine at the start here.
Yeah, and we had like vampire dealings that we should maybe be prepared for further vampire.
That is a good call, Caitlin. I had forgotten all of that. Yes. All right. Yeah. Once we're in the depths, she'll chug a lug that potion of detect undead.
Really smart.
Yeah, we're good at this, Paul.
Before I forget, I do want to send a feather token to Bovel, and I wanted to say, We found out some important things from the journal, and we need to talk to Giha.
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
Zelf is convinced that she's the connection to breaking open more of this conspiracy, which she was originally, but I think that if they found her in New Haven first, there just wouldn't have been enough to really get a look at the bigger picture. Yeah. But taking the goo off of the journal really opened up a door there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Justin, I also want to cast Heightened Awareness. It lasts an hour. Gives me a +2 to perception checks, and I can instantly dismiss it for a +4 on initiative if there's a sudden combat.
That's cool.
Mm.
Love it.
Well, Justin Green, I rolled a 76, which is our favorite. Summon an instrument.
Incredible.
Amazing.
I love it.
I think this one's going to be a samba whistle.
A samba whistle?
Ooh.
What are the chances of rolling that you rolled that twice? That's crazy.
Right?
I don't know, but this is legit because I used the app.
Statistically low.
You have a 4% chance of rolling that.
That's really funny. I'm going to keep this going.
Zelf's just going to be completely laden with instruments.
The four of you are able to head towards the location beneath the Noble District, where you know the Marth Mausoleum is located. In the shadows nearby, you find the dentist waiting for you.
Good.
Dentist! What's up, bro?
Is he undead?
Patty, great to see you.
It's fucking dweeb.
Are you excited for our team up?
Totally stoked. This is going to be so much fun. I'm a little drunk. Don't worry about it. It's going to be awesome.
Looking over at the Marth Mausoleum, the entrance of it, there's a large, like, solid granite door that has two large pillars on both sides of it. The name Marth is engraved above it. The door itself is tightly sealed, and there is no doorknob or handle to open it with. But to the right of the door, you see that there's, like, a recessed keyhole that is there.
I was kind of banking on the fact that someone would have beaten us here and already opened the door. Ooh, can we, like, hide in that entrance area in the shadows and then watch them open the door and trail them?
Is there a good hiding spot?
There is, yeah. The catacomb is twisty. There's a lot of, like, outcrops. It's not very well lit. There's a torch every once in a while, but mostly it's a very dark space.
Lovely.
So you are able to tuck yourselves, like, right around the corner where you can still see the front of the mausoleum.
And we're actually in the catacombs right now, right? This is just, like, a wing where a private tomb is located.
Correct. You know, there's, like, burial spaces, like, lining all of the walls around here.
Right.
That's just, like, a single. Very few families are large enough to have, like, their own spot. You see a couple, but none as grandiose as the Marths.
Exciting.
You guys want to make a stealth check, and I'll give you a +5 bonus for just tucking yourselves in the shadows here.
Hiding in a hole.
Worst things worst, they find us, and then we beat them up and take their key, and then we break it.
It'll be fine, guys.
Does anyone have any help for Johnny? I guess he can give himself a high five, but they...
Oh, that's so sad, Andrew.
He's clapping his hands. Oh.
All right, team. Let's do it.
We got it, me.
Oh, I mean, quiet high five. Whoops. So,
yeah. Oh, Johnny.
He'll roll that again.
No.
Johnny.
That's so funny. You are made of sunlight.
Okay, he did better the second time.
Thank God.
So -4, so it's just a 10.
That's still better.
I rolled a natural 1, but my luck re-rolled it. That's what happened to all
Thank
of the
God.
Listeners.
Johnny originally had a -3, which is so sad. He's tap dancing in the middle of the room.
He's just restless. He can't help but, like, shift and, like...
Oh. Tired of waiting.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not good at hiding. God, can we smash something? God, jeez, my sword is so big. Can't fit in here.
I rolled a perfect 20 for a 21.
Zelf decides it's time that he wants to intimidate the dentist a little bit.
Oh, no.
Switch tactics.
Patty's just going to let it happen.
So he gets out something mildly threatening, like a grapefruit spoon. And he'll say, Thinnest I've taken a lot on faith here. And you murdering twisted cooks is kind of in a gray area. But for you personally, I'm surprised you're willing to put everything on the line to chase down criminals into a mausoleum. Why are you going this far just for this rotten city? I don't know if I trust your motives.
It's bad taste to question a vigilante about their hidden identities, Elf.
Oh, I know all about bad tastes. I'm not asking you about your identity, but perhaps your vigilante backstory.
All I'll say is that I've been in Mjolnir long enough to see what these chefs are really capable of.
Stomach turning, isn't it? As Elf puts his spoon away, honestly, that was enough for him because he knows how fucked up the cooks in Mjolnir are too.
That's an acceptable explanation. He's like, yeah, valid. I also imagined Zelf just like twirling a grapefruit spoon casually that whole time that he was trying to intimidate the dentist.
Him dragging his finger along the edge of the ridge of the grapefruit spoon.
Exactly.
Like, I imagine that he took out a grapefruit and he was just casually eating the grapefruit.
But he didn't get any juice in his eye. Wow. That's the precision of a killer. No, like...
You don't have, like, any, like, cops or, like, anyone to, like, turn to help you? Like, there's, like, you know, like, why do you have to hide in the shadows, though?
The nobles here, the restaurant owners, they protect themselves. And that's the only line of defense in Mjolnir before me.
I agree. The only true justice lay with the Divine Health Inspection Office. And it sounds like that's just about dried up.
Yeah, we have not even talked about investigating Nippet.
I think, Johnny, if you think back to kind of what's been going on over the last few days, I think you'll understand why it's preferable that we avoid the authorities at this point, if you know what I'm saying.
Johnny, like, starts very slowly, like, kind of like you can see him, like, tracing back, like, okay, so this morning, like, and he's, like, yeah. He's going back, like, yeah, segment and seriously. Segment at a time, and eventually he gets back to, like, oh, the Hellmouth. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Demolishing Fainalyn.
Right.
Yeah, try a blitz. Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps going after that.
He's go, like, Chad.
Dude, guys, that day was nuts. Like.
Does the dentist have any tidbits on how we should prepare to face Ten Face and his gang? Do they have any thematic gear that we could make sure not to get hit by or something?
Thematic gear.
What's the gimmick?
Can we confuse them by taking his 10-sided die and blowing it with a gust of wind?
Put some D100s. Zeros behind the numbers so you can't tell. Not quite as satisfying when you roll it.
Yes. One time I dropped a giant D10 on him. Now I keep it in my dentist cave.
Just like the penny in Batman's cave.
Can you imagine how hard that would roll? Like, that would be devastating. That probably, like...
it would be just like that kitty that we saved in Fainalyn. It was in the giant ball, you remember.
He says, it's a real ragtag bunch of criminals in that lot. There's Jawbreaker. She's a frog person.
Cool.
She's got brass knuckles with rock candy on them.
Ooh, that's intimidating.
Sucker Punch, a tiefling. That can turn invisible and strike when you least expect it.
Sucker Punch is a good candy pun for this.
Yeah, I'm crying. When you guys said this is Dick Tracy, you were right.
The worst of the bunch is definitely Billy Warhead, an Ifrit. But not like any Ifrit I've seen before.
B-I-L-L-I? Is it spelled B-I-L-L-I? Oh, God. It's happening.
His flame burns green.
Wait, he has green flames?
Yes.
Whoa.
Don't get too close.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That does sound like a tough set of candy-themed ruffians. I'm going to guess we can't wear them away with licks. Wait, licks is another word for punches, isn't it? Okay, we're back. We've got this. We're back in the game. Okay.
Great pun.
Only the punching kind of licks, guys.
tongue punching.
But how many would it take, Astra?
We'll keep count. If it's Johnny, it will be a 1, 2, 3, and then.
Do you mean that nobody knows? That's crazy.
Great. I feel totally prepared and totally confident.
The dentist leans over to you, Patty, and says, Patty, how's your aim?
I mean, pretty good, man. What are you thinking?
He hands you a normal-sized toothpick that has some sort of, like, gummy gel around it.
Justin, that makes me uncomfortable because it makes me think of when you go to the dentist and they're about to give you a shot. Yeah. They, like, swab your mouth with the big Novocaine Q-tip.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what it makes me think of, and it makes me afraid.
When they open the door, throw this in so that it doesn't close all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that you could hit a target that small?
Oh, yeah. I think I can do it.
Excellent.
Nice. Patty does have a feat called throw anything. So nice. This is right, yes, up her alley, where she does not suffer any penalties for using an improvised ranged weapon.
That's awesome.
Right on time, as the dentist had told you previously, Tin Faces Gain, you see them walking up to the Marth Mausoleum. You see three individuals, a Gripply, a frog person, wearing brass knuckles that have like jagged rock candy attached to them.
Cool.
Jawbreaker. Love it so much.
You also see an Ifrit wearing a yellow leather work suit.
Oh my god.
But he does not look like
Billy.
Any Ifrit that you've seen before. His skin is green and he has green flame-like hair. And he looks volatile in more ways than one. He just has kind of this unhinged smile on his face at all times. And he lightly glows just like a weird green energy.
Really excited for the next flashback when Andrew plays Billy.
I had to mute myself when you were describing the man on the Warhead package. I could not handle it.
Lastly, you see a person who is very tiny in stature, about the height of Patty. However, he has a head, as it was. It's just a large, tin-sided block of purple hard candy.
Oh, my God.
Otherwise, he's wearing just an immaculate, like, white suit, and he kind of walks with a cane. And then in his other hand, he is, like, rolling a tin-sided die.
Stupid.
And you assume that this is perhaps Tin Face.
Tin Face himself.
I would assume that.
Tin Face rolls his die into his other hand, looks at the result, and puts it in his pocket. And then he retrieves a chocolate key. And yes, you see him, yes, place it into the recessed keyhole to the side of the door. The metal around the keyhole begins to glow red hot. And you see the key melts, and melted chocolate is like dripping down the side.
That's cool.
The wall, and then the granite door slides open, and the three of them enter. Patty, you want to make an attempt to hold this door open by throwing,
yes,
the item that the dentist gave you?
Yes, I do.
This is one of the greatest games I've ever played in.
Was it the melting key that did it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything together. Patty doing the cool heist move with the sticky toothpick.
Oh, good. All right. I rolled a 12.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Nice.
That gives me a 21.
Perfect.
So good.
Woo!
Patty, just so smooth and so accurate, as if you're throwing a dart, it lands perfectly on the edge of the door frame, so that the door, when it slides closed, doesn't all the way shut.
Yes!
We did it!
Ugh.
It's so
this
exciting.
Is so
it's
Ocean's so exciting. 11. This is fucking amazing.
I can't believe we successfully stealthed. I'm really proud of us.
Yeah, that plus 5 helped.
How much time were you wanting to put between you guys?
We want to be far enough back, I think that, I don't know, my thought is that I want to let them kind of lead us for a while as much as possible, because I think that's the best way to get information rather than just jump them right away. But I'm open to input if there are others who think we should jump them right away.
No.
Nah, I think we should let him go a little bit ahead. I think we, our party, should create a train.
Yeah.
So somebody who's stealthy and perceptive should stay close enough that they can follow where
Patty.
Ten-Face's gang
it's
is
Patty.
Going.
We know you're
and
talking
And then
about
other
Patty.
People... Yeah, but yeah, definitely Patty. Probably Patty and the dentist. And everyone else will follow close enough that they won't affect the leader's stealth, but can jump in if there's combat.
Yeah.
Look at us planning and thinking not just... You know that, like, 6 months ago, I would have been like, and then I'm going to throw a bomb at him right away.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad choice.
Kind of miss that.
Oh, shit. I'm really growing up.
Should we bomb them?
What? Not yet.
We could at any moment. Let's keep that in mind.
It's still an option.
Patty, you and the dentist take point at the head of the party. You move up to the door, slightly cracked, and you're able to see inside. It's well lit. It's all kind of this like nice white stone. There's a couple benches. And then the walls are lined with compartments that have names on them. You see that Tin Face and his gang are kind of going up and down the walls, like looking for a particular one. And you see eventually in the back left-hand corner, they do find one that they're looking for. They open it, and then you see them kneel down on their hands and knees and crawl into it.
Whoa.
So cool.
And then afterwards, they kind of shut the door to it behind them.
How loud is the door when it opens and closes?
It's not super loud, but the mausoleum, the catacombs in general, are so quiet. You could do it very, very slowly with little sound, but I will have them make a perception check. Probably like a DC 20 perception check for them to hear you, unless you have some other way to obscure the sound.
Yeah, I'm checking my spells real quick.
If I use my potion of grease, will that sufficiently lubricate it so that it's more quiet?
Potion of grease!
It's just going to make it slippy.
Yeah.
The opening, I feel like that would help. The closing, yeah, I think it would perhaps make it worse.
Yeah, I've got so many things to cause sounds and images, but I don't have anything that suppresses.
Nothing to muffle sounds.
Yeah, it's not really Astra's bag.
I think we should open it slowly and leave it open.
I was going to say, yeah, just and that allows us to make a hasty exit, too.
Okay.
Cool.
Justin, I want to do something with one of my new items before we get too far.
Sure.
Ooh.
I would like to scatter some caltrops by the inside part of the entrance.
Great.
The likelihood that we ourselves will stumble into
it is we're definitely so going to run into these, but that's fine. I admire the forethought. So.
Yeah, I respect it.
My other thought is that it's really conspicuous that the fourth member of the gang isn't around, who is also the one who can turn invisible.
Right.
Yes, I strongly suspect Sucker Punch is here and is just invisible.
Cruel of you to set up a situation in which I could use glitter dust, but shouldn't use glitter dust.
If he comes in late or after us, maybe he'll step on the caltrops. I don't know. So I'm going to, you know, quietly open up a box of caltrops crunch.
Whoa, caltrops crunch.
It's not a great time for a snack, Zelf.
There's never a wrong time for a snack, Astra.
Paul, were you putting that at the door to the whole tomb, or are you putting that at the door to the tunnel?
The door to the tunnel.
Hmm. What a suspicious question.
Just curious.
Just curious. I think it's time to pursue sneakily.
You move the door to this burial chamber and look down this tunnel. It's fairly easy for you to walk down it, but you know that everyone following you is going to have to crouch down on their hands and knees to get through.
Oh.
The tunnel itself is not lit. The only light is coming from the room that you are currently in and the room on the other side of the tunnel. But when you look inside, you can see that there is a bend to the right. So you can't see what's on the other side of that. You can see just a faint light.
Then Patty should definitely go in front.
Yes. So Patty is going to take the lead here.
Zelf has a dusk lantern. It only provides dim light. So for people who have low light vision, like Zelf does, they can still see well enough in it. So he'll use that dusk lantern and be in the back group. And then Patty can signal them to advance I don't know why I'm so paranoid about people we're tracking seeing our light source.
I think it's a good call.
It just seems like, you know, if we've got a flashlight and they turn around and they see our flashlight, yeah, okay.
You're in sneak mode, dude. That's okay.
Yeah.
We don't want to be super obvious. So
yeah.
Patty goes in the front. She'll let the dentist hold on to her tail. She'll be like, careful of the tail blade. And everyone else can just kind of put their hand on the back of the person in front of them and we'll make our way.
I also just have the light spell. I am just magic, so I'll cast that on like some sort of little bauble. God, what kind of dumb baubles do I have?
Got some beads.
That seems like a recipe for disaster. But also comedy. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to cast it on my regular non-loaded dice.
There you go.
And then later we can gamble a little, maybe. And where are we gonna roll these bones if not the crypt, Zelf?
Oh,
since Johnny's our muscle, and if we're gonna get snuck up on, I assumed it would be him best. So I'm imagining Patty, Dentist, Astra, Zelf, Johnny.
Perfect.
I'm also definitely the loudest, so the furthest away I am. Yeah.
Johnny's in the back.
Yeah.
Let's follow him down the tunnel.
You are able to walk through unobstructed with clear vision. As you reach the bend of this tunnel, you see the door on the opposite side is open, and you can see that you are approaching a treasure room. You can see large Ooh. Piles of gold. You can see a table that has some like ornate dinnerware on it, like a very fancy chair, a couple golden statues. You do not see any signs of Tin Face's gain as you edge closer and closer to the exit.
Now that I'm here, standing at the precipice of this doorway, not seeing anyone, I'm like, do I bust in? Do I try to sneak around the corner? Should we have discussed this before we started down the tunnel?
No.
I think Patty wants to go up to the doorway with her back against the wall, just like sidle through it as inconspicuously as possible.
Excellent.
Guys, for the record, I just want to say it now. I assume this is Ten Face's trap for the dentist. Batman style, they leaked their heist to him in order to entrap him.
They're waiting for him. Little do they know that he has backup, though.
Yeah.
You are able to sneakily enter this treasure room. You do not see any sign of Ten Face's gain, nor do you see any other exit to this room.
Hmm. Another secret passage.
I'm convinced that they're all in here and have somehow made themselves invisible.
Oh, no!
And are just waiting to spring on us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have any sorts of abilities to detect magic or anything like that. So all I have is my own suspicions at this point.
You can always use your tracking skill.
Ten Face disrupted the crypt dust.
That's true. I like that idea. I'm going to assume that Astra whispered that telephone style up the line to me.
Why aren't we moving? What's happening up there? Guys, there's nobody in here. Dentist, lean over and poke Astra. See if she thinks there's magic afoot.
Oh, actually, that's a good idea. The dentist, tell Patty that that's a good idea. I am going to cast Detect Magic on myself. Cool. While we're at it.
And so, yeah, I do want to take Astra's advice. That's a survival?
Yeah, survival tracking, yes. And Astra, are you actually going to enter this room to look for magic aura?
Yeah. They've both entered fully?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll enter fully, yeah.
Okay, so it's a +3, then a +2 for my urban terrain. So that gives me a 20.
Excellent. Astra, you see a lot of auras. A lot of things are magic in this room.
Ooh.
On most of the like gold in the large piles, you see an aura of transmutation on them.
Mm.
Oh. On the statues, it's also a transmutation, but it is different from the others.
Okay, interesting. Well, I think the gold is probably... not gold. It's probably some sort of fool's gold or a trick to trick you into scooping your pockets full of gold. And then you walk out and, oh, no, it's just moldy food or like stinky ass cheese or something. I don't know what would be thematic for this tomb.
Astra, are you hungry? Because it's never the wrong time to snack.
You know, I am feeling a little crabby, and that does sometimes mean that I'm hungry. The statues also have a transmutation on it, but since those are less prone to be burgled, I think that's probably not a transformation spell. If I had to guess, that was some sort of maybe passageway? Maybe they high-fived a statue and that opened a passage?
Patty, you see a couple coins on the ground that were like displaced from the large piles, you think, by people walking through. And you believe that Tin Face's Gain walked towards what appears to be just a plain wall in between the two statues in the upper right-hand corner.
Astra, I think you're right. My whiskers are twitching and it's making me think that maybe there is something between those statues.
Justin, yeah. Can I investigate the statues for devices or for traces that one of the gang members touched it? Maybe they left a candy coating.
Absolutely. Are you going to enter the room?
Oh, I am going to enter the room.
Give me a perception check.
Are you checking to see if it's sticky?
Yes.
Is anyone else worried that Justin keeps confirming whether we've actually entered the room? Just yes. To see if and when he slams the door shut on us, who's actually in the room?
No, because I knew something bad was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, obviously this room is trapped and the treasure's trapped. No. And we might trigger the trap.
No, we're going to be fine.
I'm afraid.
And Johnny, what are you doing?
quietly following, doing my best not to make noise. Like, all of his attention is being devoted, if possible, to not making noise.
How far back are you hanging from everybody else?
Like, I mean, I'm going to follow as best as I can, but I feel like the best way Johnny can help out with this situation is to hold still.
I'm just imagining poor Johnny trying to get through the tiny passageway. He's yeah. So big. He's got his big sword. Stepping to try to make it not bonk into the wall.
That's exactly right. And that takes a lot of concentration from him.
And then a cobweb goes under his nose and he starts to...
All the rest of us use our specialized skill sets on this problem. So maybe the passageway will be really heavy and Johnny will have to come and push it.
I like that. Justin, I rolled a 19 with my heightened awareness spell that I used earlier. That's a total of 31.
Beautiful. Yeah, Zelf, investigating the area that Patty and Astra point you towards, you find what you believe is some sort of mechanism on the hand of the golden statue of the woman, the one to the left. You see a spot in the hand where it opens up, and you believe that you can potentially put something there.
I like that. Do the figures have any seeming meaning in terms of the Marth ancestry or some kind of religious or mythological theme to them?
There isn't like names attached to them. The statue of the man especially looks a lot like Duke Marth to you. The woman less so.
Well, Zelf will share. He'll point out the opening in the hand and say, "What do you think goes in there?" Probably money, right? They are Marths.
I was thinking money, but I mean, that seems a little obvious. You know, you gotta pay the toll to get through the door. Maybe it's candy. Maybe you have to put candy in there.
Ooh. Justin, do I still have some of the candy that I took?
I think you filled your pockets.
Yeah, you did say you filled your pockets.
Did.
You were being threatened.
What size and shape is this depression?
It's the size of her palm, circular in nature.
What happens if I just push on it? What happens if I just push her hand down?
Guys, I'm really proud that we made it this far without being like, what if I just smack it? Like, I really thought that was going to be our first effort. So we tried. We investigated. We looked at it.
Let's just push it. Yeah. Listen, I said I was going to be more chaotic in the new year as Astra. This is an expression of that.
Oh, boy.
She's going to unwrap a caramel and pop it in her mouth so that she's less crabby. And then she's going to just like... I think she just wants to like wrap her hands around this hand and kind of dangle from it.
Like a limp handshake.
Yeah.
When you put pressure on the palm of her hand that's extended, it senses it. And the depression that Zelf had noticed falls open. And then after a second closes back up. There's nothing there but your finger. So nothing went into it.
Mm.
Mm. So we are supposed to put something in her hand, huh?
Probably gold, right? Like, probably gold?
Patty's scared to take a piece of the gold because Astra told her that it may have been transmuted in some way, and she's afraid that she's going to, like, get stuck to it or get sucked into it. So I think Patty wants to go over, take a gold coin out of her own pocket, and put it in the statue's hand.
Be like, money solves everything, guys.
The hole in her palm opens up. The coin that you place there drops in. You can hear it kind of clatter down into the base of the statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. It's a vending machine.
And then a door in the wall to the right opens up.
Oh, shit. That worked.
Nice. Okay. Great.
Now that we've opened the door, we don't know how long before it'll swing back closed, because obviously there's some sort of reset. I think we should scuttle on through and keep going.
Yep, it's time. Let's go, guys. Patty, leading the way again, with the dentist following, is going to scuttle through this door, really hoping that it doesn't slam shut behind her, leaving the rest of the group in the chamber with just her and the dentist.
We'll finally have to figure out who carries money on them. Speaking of dropping coin, did you know Burnt Cookbook Party has a Patreon? It's at patreon.com/bcbparty, and all it costs to join is just one big old solid $5 coin. You'll get access to ad-free episodes, behind-the-scenes content, like character questions where we ask each other, like, interview, getting-to-know-you-style questions, and then answer them in character. You learn a lot of fun stuff about all of our characters in the world. Plus, there's the three-shot Sea Monster Boat Race episode that we released exclusively on Patreon back in December. And we have an incredible new Patreon-exclusive one-shot coming next week. That's right, next Wednesday, we'll be dropping an episode set during our time in Mjolnir. It's just a little side story about our sweet boy Manny and what he gets up to when our intrepid heroes aren't paying attention, which is most of the time. If you sign up right now at patreon.com/bcbparty, you'll see that episode immediately when it drops, and then you'll be able to listen to it and laugh and be merry. All right, back to the episode.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So Patty and the dentist move into the next tunnel. Like the first one, it is for a small-sized person. So the dentist is crawling behind you, Patty. Also, like before, there is a bend to the right And you can see an open door into the next chamber.
Oh, shit. All right. Once again, Patty's going to sneakily go right up to the doorway and kind of peek through and see what she can see.
This time, Patty, make a perception check for me.
Okay.
And Johnny, make a will save.
All right.
Oh, no.
He's a paladin, so it's not bad.
While he's doing that, I have a 31 on my perception check.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Looking into the room at the end of the tunnel, this is a full-on Scrooge McDuck money pool.
Amazing.
So it's about 30 feet long, 30 foot wide. It's about a 10-foot drop into the pit of money. You're not sure how deep it is, but it looks like it has a pretty steep depth. All around the pool is like a balcony around the edge. All the way across from it, you see a door, and you see a tiny little creature with a magenta, rocky head.
Insane.
And he's holding some sort of like club or cane that he seems to be trying to wedge into this door across from where you're at.
Oh my God.
You also notice to your right, just out of the corner of your eye, a green light that you saw earlier coming off of Billy Warhead. So you know that he is right to the side of you.
Oh, man. I don't want to get beat down by Billy Warhead coming through the door here. So I'm going to, once again, we're going to telephone whisper back to the group. Patty's going to be like, guys, there's so much money in here. It's crazy. But that's not the point. I think I see Tin Face. He's across the Scrooge McDuck pool. He's trying to get into a door. And I think we got trouble on the right, guys. What should we do?
Is now the right time to jump them? Or do we want to wait for them to finish their business and then hit them on the way back?
We can still surprise them at any moment. So let's just quietly observe them. And I'm certain nothing will go wrong on our side.
All right. I think that sounds good. Patty's going to hunker down in the doorway, peek, and keep watching.
I want to, what am I going to do? I'm going to prepare something. I'm going to prepare something so that when this goes wrong.
You are prepared.
Yeah. I want to create a distraction. I want to be ready to create a distraction when this all goes awry. And I'm trying to decide, ghost sound might be the best option, but I'm trying to decide if minor image might be useful too.
Ghost sound is definitely the most thematically appropriate for creeping around a tomb.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's true. Okay, what I want to prepare is if they start to look over here in a way that I think is suspicious, like they've heard us, I want to create a ghost sound on the opposite side of the room from where we are. And I'll think of what it is if it comes up. I'm buying myself time to think of something funny.
The specific sound.
Yeah. And maybe we'll never find out when things don't ever go awry.
Perfect. Johnny, you are holding up the rear.
Mm-hmm.
You have made your way into the false treasure room. And as you're waiting for the next move of the team, you're staring at this statue of the woman with the extended hand, and
yeah,
she just looks familiar to you.
Oh, no.
What?
And you're racking your brain,
Justin,
trying to figure out where you've seen her before.
You're out of control.
She's got blunt bangs, long hair. She's wearing kind of a Victorian style dress. And you're like, where have I seen this woman before?
Did you say blunt bangs or blunt fangs?
I think I know who this lady is.
I think I know too.
Oh no.
I think I know who it is.
Well, Justin told me it was just a woman. So,
well, you know, you've never seen her before, so.
Yeah, only Johnny's. Yeah.
He doesn't know, but Caitlin knows.
Johnny, you did roll high enough against your memory check that it finally clicks that this is Lysanthia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who yes. you had encountered 70 years prior and seems to be some sort of ancestor of the Marth family.
Yeah. Whoa.
That is very suspicious.
Oh, man.
Justin, real quick, Lysanthia was part of the Immortals Guild, right?
Correct.
Fucking right she was.
Oh, yes. Lysanthia was the vampire.
That's what I was going to say, that became the vampire, and that's why I was like, the fangs? Yeah, that was good. Okay.
Yep.
So I just rolled a nat one stealth for Jawbreaker. Jawbreaker is the frog in Tin Face's game. Believing that she is being sneaky, she is going to slowly approach the tunnel entrance, Patty. You see her coming from a mile away, but she is intending to sneak up on you.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Guys, I think our cover's blown. I think it might be time to ready for action.
I cast ghost sound. I have more time.
Her time has come.
It can produce as much noise as 4 normal humans per caster level. And they say the sound of a horde of rats running and squeaking is about the same volume as 8 humans running and shouting. I don't know how they came to that conclusion.
Measuring decibels.
Weird math. but I should be able to generate quite a lot of noise. And what I want to create is the sound on the opposite side of this cavern. I want to create the sound of a stone building collapsing, as if to suggest that this area had become unstable.
Great. And they get a will save to disbelieve this. Let's see.
Yeah, but it's so convincing.
What's the DC for that, Astra?
DC 14.
I feel like some of these chumps, you're going to pull one over on.
Hope so.
That's the idea.
If they were, they wouldn't be chumps.
You're overqualified to be a chump. What are you doing?
You got a +5 will bonus? You're no chump. What are you saying?
You're a goon.
Yeah, the well-known hierarchy. Yeah.
Both Jawbreaker and Tin Face stop in their tracks and start looking around to see what's going on. Jawbreaker stops her movement towards you, Patty. She is 5 feet away, adjacent to you, but it has turned her back to you now to look into the room, trying to figure out where the sound is coming from. A bit defensive, scared as to what's going to happen.
Killer Patty.
Whoa.
Cut her throat.
Patty really wants to jump out and just attack her from behind with her machete real bad.
So you guys will get a surprise round if you want to roll initiative.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Good work.
We did something right.
We're crushing it.
We're doing so well.
Yeah, which makes me feel like Justin is ready to pull the rug out from under us.
Yeah, he's got to get us to step on the rug first.
Exactly.
I rolled an 8.99.
I have a 27.05.
Oh, yes, Patty. Yes.
Patty is feeling herself.
Oof.
My heightened awareness spell has an ability where I can dismiss it when I make an initiative check to get a +4 bonus, and I want to use that.
Okay, great.
Nice.
That's cool.
Which makes my total a 13.03.
Patty Hertz, you are first in line. What would you like to do?
Patty Hertz is going to jump out of this doorway and attack Jawbreaker with her machete.
Yes!
Yeah!
No question.
A rat of action.
That right there, that's some scepter action.
Fuck yes!
What a scepter would do.
Such a scepter move.
Okay. Rolled a 20.
Ooh, yes.
You catch Jawbreaker off guard, get her right in the side with your machete. That does hit for 5 points.
Hell yeah.
They cry out somewhere between a croak and a whine. The dentist is going to run out behind you, Patty, and remove one of the toothpicks of justice from his back, where 2 of them are stored. And he is going to hurl it across the money pit and try to strike Tin Face at the doorway.
Oh, dope. Is he just, like, living his best life right now, getting to attack his foes next to Patty Hertz?
Patty, watch this.
He hurls it like a javelin across the money pit. However, it does not find its target. It strikes the wall just an inch away from Tin Face's candy head.
He's looking around for the falling stone. He gets a toothpick right next to him.
Oh, man.
Zelf, what would you like to do?
Oh boy, I can't even see what's going on from where I am, right?
He just hears chaos break out.
Oh, that's the signal, right? That's definitely the signal.
Of a horrible frog croak,
yeah.
Horrible frog sound.
So I do want to take a move action to get as close as I can.
The furthest you could go would be behind where Astra is.
Are you going to do the Midwest? Oh,
Just this way. Oh, no. Maybe the other way. Oh, no. Maybe the first way. Oh, no. Gosh, I still can't really see into the room. So after my move action, I want to cast a spell. I want to cast Iron Skin.
Classic.
I assume that makes a cool metallic noise.
No. Self doesn't do cool transformations.
I'm sorry, that's Johnny's wheelhouse of the cool attack sounds.
It's okay, we can share wheelhouses.
And when I rolled on the ley line table, I got the effect of Zelf is instead affected as if targeted by the spell instead of the caster, where if I had handed my spell off to somebody else, they would have been affected. But since I just used it on myself, it doesn't matter.
Cool.
Lucky.
I love chaos magic Zelf. This is great.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Who knows what's going to happen?
I'm going to have to solve it eventually, but for now, it's all right.
No, we never do.
Johnny Brightchild.
All right, that was definitely the signal. And so Johnny, feeling relieved and able to move, draws his sword and happily moves, like able to finally untense some muscles. He's like, all right, and like kind of like rotates his shoulders a little bit. And his first move puts him right next to the statue. And he definitely gives it a passing glance as he moves up behind Zelf. And he's like, hey, Zelf, don't we forget, I have something to tell you.
Real fast, Johnny, as you are saying to Zelf that you have something to tell him, a large candy hammer strikes you in the face from seemingly nowhere.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sucker punch. I knew it.
How much of Johnny's sentence does he get out?
Probably, hey, Zelf.
Hey, Zelf.
Hey, Zelf. No. He's so excited and cheerful, ready to run into combat.
AC 20.
Perfect. Yeah, so he rolled a 16. He goes to hit you with this giant, oversized lollipop. It's just a blur of pink coming at you. It strikes your armor inefficiently. A bit of it cracks off of the hammer into little candy shards.
Hey, Zelf. Oh, what?
Justin, I have an important question.
Yeah.
Is this like an old-fashioned disc lolly, or is this like a Chupa Chup?
Ooh.
It's like a dum-dum, like a perfectly round.
Okay. Dum-dum. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love dum-dums.
I do like that the interface says it is masterwork lollipop.
Justin, does that reveal Sucker Punch?
It does.
Ooh, what does Sucker Punch
look
like?
Sucker Punch? Oh my god. He's right. A fucking right. Sucker every time.
Sucker Punch is a tiefling, which is like a half demon. He's got pink skin and darker pink hair that's like spiked up.
Let's invite Sucker Punch to join our team.
Yeah, I love Sucker Punch.
Yeah, me too.
He's wearing like a kind of like a slutty little vest that's red and lined with fur.
Slutty little vest.
That's a phrase that I have never heard in my life before. A slutty little vest.
Might be the episode title. I'm making a note about that.
It made me immediately think of Aladdin. Is that bad?
I mean, like, that's what a slutty little vest is. You immediately,
the one that exposes your pecs and your bed breath. Yeah.
Yeah, it covers nothing.
Somehow counts as clothes. They're like sleeves? I don't know.
Wow, got a new favorite NPC.
Okay, because there are four members of the gang. Which of these is each of our, like, nemesis?
Ooh.
I mean, I think Billy Warhead and Johnny are definitely going to go head to head.
Yeah, but I was definitely going to fight Sucker Punch before. Yeah.
So yeah, Johnny, that was just your movement. You still have your standard action.
Oh, well then I'll attack him.
Duh.
I roll a 25. And if that hits, I deal 24 subdual damage.
Excellent.
Oh, man, that candy is not good for my health. And I'm just going to smack it. Maybe you need a little bit more iron.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
You knock this guy almost clean off his feet. He falls backwards into the statue of the man that's behind him. The only thing that's keeping him standing up. And he is just wide-eyed. He thought he got the drop on you. and he did not know what he was getting into.
Yeah, the Blade of Mercy makes the sound of a boxing round end bell.
ding, ding.
Astro, what would you like to do?
Oh, boy. Is Jawbreaker... I know she was stealthing. I wasn't certain how visible she was.
Oh,
now.
She rolled a one. So even though she's not in your line of sight, you know exactly where she is.
How embarrassing for her.
Right?
Well, I'm going to take this opportunity, I think, to cast Hold Person on Tin Face. So I'm peeking over Patty's shoulder. I'm going to lean over and I'm going to point at Tin Fist and I'm going to say, freeze. We're not the cops, but I'm going to be forceful and I'm going to use magic and you're going to do what I say. So he gets a will save to try to negate it. DC 16. I think I got him though. It's chump.
I rolled a natural 20.
Oh, ouch. Good try, Astra. Ooh. Good try.
You did have a good chance, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it was worth a try.
So you've described previously, like, your hold person spell, like, is the shadow holding them down.
Yeah.
The light reflecting off of the coins through his giant candy head. It just it makes his shadow not completely full. It can't get a whole grasp on him.
Is he intimidated by how forceful I am, though,
Justin? Certainly.
Okay, that's enough for me.
And I'm going to clear the hallway so that maybe some of our Johnnies can get through here. Yeah.
We've got some people stacking up in a hallway situation developing right now.
Yeah, I sure hope no one's got like a flamethrower or something.
Nobody has bombs.
Yeah, right, Patty.
A flamethrower isn't very candy themed. It would be a kitchen torch.
You're right. Creme de
lait. It might be a nuclear radiating warhead efreet.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. Yeah, I'm walking into this money pit as you described it, Justin.
Patty.
Patty is feeling emboldened by her attack. I think Patty would like to use her blade and tankard attack against Jawbreaker.
Nice.
And just keep a bustin'.
So this is the first time since we leveled up, I think, that you've used that. So you actually have 4 attacks now, Patty.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, so many dice.
Wow, there's 19s. Good rolls.
Holy balls.
Oh, very satisfying.
Slash.
You rolled a critical on both, so you're going to hit with both. You confirm on the first one.
Amazing.
Yeah. Wow, that critical, damn it.
Incredible.
Yes, which is outrageous.
Really showing off for the dentist.
Yeah, right. Patty is not about to disappoint a fan. Next, my tail blade is a 22.
I love that it's a D2. That's fantastic. Yeah. It's just a flat coin. Oh, that's so good.
A 22 for 2 damage. And finally, my tankard.
All right. So all of them except for the tankard hit.
Impressive.
You strike with your machete twice. One of them, you really get a good blow in. And then the tail blade comes around from behind, taking another 2 damage. Total, you deal 18 points of damage, which is
pretty good.
Fucking fantastic.
This is incredible for Patty, guys. This is more damage than Patty has dealt, like, the rest of the game combined. So, I mean, all she needed was an adoring fan to really reach her full potential, apparently.
The dentist is going to take his floss of truth and attempts to lasso Billy Warhead with it.
My God, okay.
Amazing.
I have rolled a 20, and his CMD is 20. So his floss of truth finds itself wrapped around Billy Warhead's body, holding his arms tightly against his body. You see Billy struggling. The green energy exudes further off of him, the more frustrated he gets. And Zelf, it's your turn.
I think I'm going to take a double move. I think these guys are handling things okay on themselves. I want to have more control over the general area, so I'll use my boots to make an acrobatics check. Haha.
Oof.
My daredevil boots give me a +5 for a total of 19.
Oh, come on.
Justin, is that enough to move through Jawbreaker's space?
No, Jawbreaker is going to get an attack of opportunity against you.
Oh. Everybody rolls a 2 sometimes.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
I should just be happy that I got a +17 to that too. Justin, with my iron skin, my AC is 21.
Oh. Jawbreaker rolled a 24. And strikes you with their rock candy knuckles for 3 damage.
Spectacular.
As you attempt to move around her.
Yikes.
Yeah, Zelf does a forward flip and she punches him exactly in the chin.
Oh, no.
I can't help but notice some sinister text has popped up in the chat that says Tin Face has made a lawful evil choice.
Oh no.
So creepy, Justin.
I don't know what that means.
That is so ominous.
He rolls on the axis of the 10 alignments with his dice.
There's 9.
5 and 6 are both neutral.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, neutral gets...
Lawful evil doesn't seem like it's going to be good for us.
Yeah, no, that doesn't.
Maybe it means he's going to make a deal with us.
But one we shouldn't accept because it's going to be an evil deal. Okay.
The toothpick that the dentist had thrown at him hit the wall, landed nearby him. Tin Face is going to kick it into the money pit. And when he does, you see the gold coins start to churn as if it's like liquid. And it begins to form into a large creature.
Yes.
No, I don't want a big creature. Yes. No.
Money golem. Caitlin, what are you going to do if the thing you're fighting is made out of money?
Good thing I bought a bunch of gross, weird food bombs instead of throwing coins.
Immediately as it comes up, everybody make a will save for me.
Oh my God.
All right.
Boy, I feel like 12 is not going to be enough. So I am going to add inspiration to that. That would give me a 17.
Ooh, yikes. Ooh, yikes. Ooh, boy, I rolled a 9. Is this an enchantment or a magic that has to do with sleep or a spell with an evil descriptor or something with a fear effect, Justin?
It's mind affecting, but it's still not going to get you out of the hole.
Is it evil?
It's not.
Damn it.
So Patty Hertz, Astra, and Jawbreaker are all influenced by an aura of narcissism that radiates off of this coin golem that comes out of the money pit. This thing is huge. It's standing about 30 feet tall, towering over you. Its eyes are like 2 large rubies. And as you look upon it, you just are overcome with this feeling. You are going to be forced to remove the most expensive item in your possession and hold it in your hands and just admire it.
Wow.
Oh my
Holy
God.
Shit.
You will drop anything else you may be holding if necessary to accomplish this.
Fucking fun.
Jesus Christ, Justin.
Billy Warhead is going to...
Is he going to explode? Is he going to self-destruct and blow up the room?
I'm trying to decide if he's just going to attack or if he is going to try to break free of the grapple. I think he's just going to attack because he is a hot-headed ifrit. And even though he's grappled, he is going to go for it.
I got to know, does this floss of truth actually have some kind of truth effect?
Oh,
or does he just call it that because it sounds cool?
Of course it does.
I love how excited he was to say that it did. That was so good.
Is that like a Wonder Woman thing? This guy's got a lot going on. Okay, great.
He's trying anything on.
Have you been flossing? Tell the truth.
No. He is going to strike the dentist with a radioactive attack called Entangling Earth.
Oh.
So this does hit. So Billy's kinetic blast surrounds his foes in displaced earth. So he strikes the ground with his radioactive fist and it creates kind of a ripple effect that strikes the dentist. Normally, the dentist wouldn't be caught off guard like this, but he is trying to hold onto the grapple on Billy, so his AC is lowered, and he is struck by these, like, radioactive rocks.
Mm.
And he has to make a reflex save. I think he'll
be fine. Such a fighting game move.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dentist.
And he is entangled as well.
Oh, no.
And takes 27 damage.
Ooh.
Whoa. Oh. Uh-oh.
That would knock any of us out, right?
Not quite, but kind of close.
Yeah, I'd be in bad shape. Woof.
On Jawbreaker's turn, you see them just stand and admire their beautiful rock candy brass knuckles. They remove them so that they can take a better look and just like turn them over, hold them up. Really, really enjoying it. Sucker Punch is going to try and run. Johnny, well, I'll make an acrobatics to try and get around.
Yeah.
You. A 20.
My CMD is 22.
Damn.
I try to duck around you and fail.
He lands exactly in your arms.
Oh, goodness.
All right. I rolled a 25 to hit, and I deal 22 subdual damage to him.
They are knocked unconscious, Johnny.
Candy made you too sluggish, chump.
Just taking care of business all by himself back there. Doesn't need us.
Truly.
Yeah, they fall backwards into a pile of money.
That time you hear a cha-ching.
And Johnny, it's your actual turn now.
Sweet. Yeah, all right. So I'm going to move down the hallway, and then I think the rest of my move is going to put me probably just right behind Zelf, because I can't really get through Zelf and Patty.
Yeah, there's nowhere to stand.
Hey, Zelf! And then, like, he kind of flinches for a second, like he might get hit, but it's not his turn, so he won't finish.
Amazing.
How Pavlovian.
So that's it for me.
Astroblep, what is the most expensive item that you own?
Printing press.
Well, it's not on me at the moment.
Oh, stand there and think about your printing press.
Astra will let the dice tumble for her hand, and you hear her go, "Oh, snake eyes." And she withdraws her spiral rapier and holds it in front of her and is just like, "I never appreciate what a beautiful piece of work this is. It's so horrible."
So twisted.
And that's it.
Patty Hertz, you also are removing the most expensive item in your possession. What is the most expensive thing that Patty is carrying with her today?
Probably her machete.
How do you feel about your machete right now, Patty?
Oh my God. Patty realizes that the light from all of the gold glinting off of her machete is the most beautiful thing she has ever seen.
It's got some blood on it, too.
Yeah,
from like...
right?
Until she catches her own reflection in the machete, splattered with the frog lady's blood, and is just struck, dumbfounded by how good looking she is.
Damn, fierce.
She's like, "This beret suits me so well."
And sadly, nobody's able to confirm that. It's so tragic.
The dentist is going to attempt to turn his grapple on Billy Warhead into a chokehold.
Whoa.
And start strangling him.
Oh, I love it.
However, between the amount of damage that he just took and tripping over the rocks, he not only is unable to pull a chokehold around Billy, he also loses his grapple on him.
Oh, dentist.
With the lasso.
Struggling.
Not showing off in front of Patty anymore.
That's okay. Patty's just looking at herself.
You didn't see that, right? Did you see that?
God, I look pretty today.
Zelf, what do you want to do?
What kind of an action would it be to pull some bubble gum out of my pack and hand it to Johnny?
A move action.
Zelf is going to say, "Can you gum Ten Face?"
I'll do it, coach.
And so he hands him a satchel of Big League Chew. Number two is I want to use a swift action to use studied combat on the golem and I want to make a check to learn about its strengths and weaknesses and special abilities.
Awesome. Engineering is for a construct.
Oh, engineering. Why would any player character take that knowledge?
You have it, don't you?
Yeah, I do. All right. And I get inspiration for free on knowledge checks. So I'll go ahead and use them. A 25 because I used studied combat on it.
Cool. You have seen this type of like guardian before in Mjolnir. It's a windfall guardian. You know that it has two forms. One you see in front of you now, and the other is a whirlwind form.
Ooh. Nice fucking windfall guardian. Yeah. What a great name, Justin.
Yeah.
So it is going to create a tornado of coins that is going to assimilate the treasure that is displayed to it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That seems really bad.
My beautiful machete.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
You also know it's as a construct that has a bunch of normal construct immunities to like mind affecting shit, poison, blah, 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 blah.
Stop.
And it has damage reduction as well.
Then I'm going to take a second move action. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So as Zelf gets out of the doorway, he's going to point directly across and say, he's on the other side, past that monster. If you've got a shot, take it. And then Zelf is going to move partway across the room. He's worried that Tenface is going to duck and do something really important. So he's trying to close the distance. And that's my turn. Thank you.
On Tenface's turn, he sees you coming, Zelf, and he is going to cast Vexing Miscalculation on you.
Oh!
What kind of nerd-ass spell is that, Justin?
Big nerd spell.
You frustrate an opponent with ill fortune that leads even its most accurate attacks astray. You're unable to score critical threats for the duration. And if you rolled a natural 20, it doesn't hit automatically. But you do get a will save against that, Paul. Will DC 15.
That is spectacular. Are all of his spells based on like multifaceted possibilities?
Possibly.
Probability.
I love yes, it. I love that. Of course it has.
So thematic.
Yes. Fucking great.
Oh, no. That's wonderful. That's a 14. Unless that's an enchantment spell, Justin.
Yes, this is an enchantment spell.
Oh.
So you have shaken this off.
Ooh. Way to be an elf.
I'm still vexed by it.
Tinface, you can't see his eyes through all of the candy, but you feel him just staring at you. And he says, I hope that you would never return to Mjolnir, Zelf.
Oh,
he knows you. Oh, spooky.
Zelf is going to say, I share the sentiment. Wait.
Huh?
Justin, you said that this is a small race, right?
Yes.
It's not Nip-Ip, is it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that would be so weird. No, my God, it's got to be Nip-Ip. Bull, you cracked it. It's because he's the Two-Face allegory. And then it's Two-Face. He's Harvey Dent is the original.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
This is Inspector Nip-Ip. He's gone through some sort of horrible face-burning candy-related.
Jenna is beside herself right now.
He became Ten-Face.
Oh, my God. The answer was always there. God, I'm infuriated.
Because Nip-Ip told Zelf that he should go find a way to use his cooking for good and not get caught up in Mjolnir's politics.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
In the flashback.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, Justin.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I just hope I'm not wrong.
No, Paul, you have to. It has to be it. Oh, my God.
That was the greatest reaction I could ever hope for anyone figuring out anything to receive.
I was so curious about the Nip-Ip storyline. And I just had been assuming that Tinface was nobody this whole time. Like, he was just like a Batman villain. But he was, Nip-Ip.
He disappeared while investigating the pollution in the sewers coming from the candy factory.
Oh, my God. Of course he did. His head got encased in a solid candy. Andy die.
Amazing.
This has to be the end of the episode. I can't go on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that, dear listener, genuinely was the end of that recording session because I had to spend the next, like, 20 minutes reviewing all the facts that we had about Nipip and Tinface and just generally spiraling about Justin's incredible world building. So thank you for listening. And thank you especially to the Patreon subscribers because without you, we wouldn't be making this show and I never would have had that experience, which is, to date, one of my favorite RPG experiences, hands down. Burnt Cookbook Party is Andrew Hansen as Johnny Brightchild, Caitlin Stadahar as Patty Hertz, Paul Lukemeyer as Zelf, me, Jenna Stieber, as Astra Blep, and Justin Green as GM and World Builder. Produced by Jenna Stieber, this episode was edited for content by Justin Green, and join me in welcoming our brand new sound editor, Akshay Balakrishnan. Hey, Akshay!